It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the Yours Sincerely Letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Before we begin, I want to warn you that this episode will contain discussions about domestic abuse. Lots of people ask me, why don't people in abusive relationships just leave? But the answer is unfortunately never that simple. TV star and author Marlin Anderson left a violent and abusive relationship and her ex-partner was convicted. Now she's written a book about her recovery. In this clip, Marlin and I talk about escaping violent relationships, why so many abusers behave the same, and spotting the red flags.
It's very hard to escape an abusive relationship, not just the physical abuse, but the emotional attachment you get with it, the lingering effects after you leave an abusive relationship. The Freedom Program actually saved my life because I educated myself on it and I educated myself on what was happening to me. I remember Googling or YouTubing, well, what is a narcissist? And I was like, all these aha moments of me being like, oh my God, he did that to me and that happened to me. By educating myself, I was then aware of what was happening. But this is why I feel very strongly about education, especially in schools on domestic abuse, because it starts so young. I remember I did a talk in St. Albans at school for girls, and a few of the teenagers were crying because they're in an abusive relationship and they're, what, 16 years old, 15 years old?
When you said that you were Googling, like, to look for it, it does seem to me like there is an abuser's hand guide somewhere on the internet because they all do the same bloody thing.
Well, why, though?
The complete and utter lack of originality in the perpetration of domestic abuse. They all follow the same patterns, isolate you, get some manner of control over you, in your case, pregnancy, and also, who to look for, looking for specific vulnerable women at vulnerable points in their lives. It's like, oh, my God, like, they are basic.
Is it genetic or what is it? I'd love to go to jail and speak to, like, 10 different abusers and just be like, what that? Line them all up and be like, why are you all the same? Like, it baffles me.
It's because of the relative position in society. The way I try and explain it to people and the sort of best way that to get people to understand it who aren't abusive or might not have lived with abusive partners is that because of women and men's relative position in society, women are still lower in society. We earn less, we're much more likely to be out of the labour market, we have less political power, we have less economic and social power. And so we can be controlled. And the only way that I can get people to understand, because obviously there's millions of examples where I'm much more powerful than my husband, for example, so of course there are anecdotal, but as a social class, women are still less powerful than men. This is sort of harrowing to say, but it is true. Like, I speak to my children sometimes in a way that I would never... Like, if I was cross at a colleague who was equal to me at work, I would never be like, oh, my God, and start railing, like, my God, why do you never put your shoes up? Like, why do you never send the emails? I would never do that, but I do it with my children. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing abusive about it. I just lose my rag with them in a way that I wouldn't. And it's because I can.
Yeah.
They have less power than me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like people never grope up. You don't grope someone who can sack you. You only grope someone you can sack. So it's about your relative position and power. And so vulnerable women in vulnerable situations, they are likely to be groomed and found by these people.
But they try and knock strong women too that do have that.
Oh, God, yeah, you can be. Well, like I said, I mean, I've met people. Since I became a member of Parliament, lots of members of Parliament have come forward to me and said that they have been victims of domestic abuse while they were members of Parliament, or women who are lobby journalists, who are incredibly eminent and powerful, like political editors of newspapers and things, have come forward to me and spoken to me about abuses that they have suffered. So, you know, you could, but doesn't matter how powerful a woman is, society, we live in a patriarchal society and it still places women and also there is a physical thing, isn't there? We are physically weaker in lots of cases and so can be controlled with physical violence.
Yeah, but even someone, even a female that is super sure of herself, confident, has high self-esteem,
can be
herself,
a victim.
Loves herself, yeah. That this narcissist can take, use all of his energy to knock this person down gradually. And that's the most dangerous thing about it, because it happens so gradually that when you become essentially nothing and your self-esteem has disappeared, that's what they've done. They've won then. And that's what baffles me. Why do they go to that much effort to do that, to belittle and diminish someone?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know, yeah. I mean, what the motivation is just because they can. But yeah, it's fascinating to sit and talk to perpetrators of abuse. Like, you know, and I don't think that we should discount doing that.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
To get an understanding. And actually, we all know them. So we all know that we know and love survivors of abuse. But if you all know and love survivors of abuse, then you must all know and love perpetrators of it. Mm-hmm. It's much easier for people to admit that they know and love those who have been victimised, but not.
Yeah.
But you must do, because otherwise, statistically, there's one man who's just abusing all the women and you just happen not to know him. And we talk about people like Harvey Weinstein and we say things like he's a monster. And I hate that, because he's not a monster. He's just like lots of men that you know and work with and have come across in your life, and many of them you love. And actually we've got to get to a better place of talking about it. If you want to listen to the rest of mine and Marlin's conversation, scroll back to our special International Women's Day episode on the 8th of February 2023. It's episode 1 of series 2. And if you or someone you know is affected by the issues Marlin spoke about here, you can access information and support online. You can visit the website refuge@refuge.org.uk, or you can call the National Abuse Helpline anytime for free at 0808 2000 247. All of this will be linked in the show notes. Don't forget to listen, like, follow or subscribe to Yours Sincerely on this app or wherever you get your podcasts. And why not write a letter to your friends telling them about this one? We're also on @JessPhillipsPod on socials if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.